Hello and welcome to Newsbox. It is Wednesday the 13th of June. And here is the squeaky news. Have we stopped squeaking now?
No.
Looks like being on a ship.
Now the 13th of the month.
Yeah.
Now for the number 13, what does that mean to you?
It's unlucky because of the number of disciples that Jesus had.
And one of the disciples was responsible for the death of Jesus.
Was it Judas?
Yes.
Did he also kill Madeleine McCann?
Well, I think he might have done, because they've only gone and found her.
Where was she?
Under some stones.
I knew she was going to be under... I said go and look under those stones.
Mm. Well, we said, didn't we? We said look at the view that's in the cupboard. If you look at the bottom of the swimming pool... under some stones, about 9 miles away from the resort.
Yeah. When you lose something, it's always in one of a few places.
Yeah. But I'm glad they found her, dead or alive. At least, hopefully, people will shut the fuck up about her.
You know the White Stripes? The band?
Yeah, I couldn't tell you what song they do, though. I know that they wear red and white.
They've got a new album out. Mm-hmm. It's called Icky Thump. That's pretty funny.
Do people know yet what their relationship is to each other?
They were married and now they're not.
And are they now brother and sister?
Yes, they got adopted.
Right. Why did they split up?
Musical differences.
Hmm. Interesting. Princess Diana's dead. Long live the Queen. Next.
Jane Middlemas had a panic attack and had to get medical attention after she got stuck in a hotel room for 20 minutes with someone, a singing musician apparently. She was on a show called All Star Wind-Ups and apparently she suffers from claustrophobia, hence the panic attack. So I don't know if she was being wound up or whether she was doing the winding, but I suspect she was being wound up. And when they say All Star, and they went, let's lock her in a cupboard, and then she had a massive panic attack. It was a very poor practical joke.
It sounds like it.
Pamela Anderson's 40. Happy birthday, Pamela Anderson.
Gosh, I just thought she was older than that, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Only 12 years older than us. She's done quite a lot. How many husbands has she had?
Two. Possibly one of them more than once.
How many do you think you look like by the time you're 40?
I think I'm gonna, once I get into my stride, it's like that, you know, they're very Moorish, aren't they, husbands? So once you've had one, you want another one.
Oh, yeah.
So I reckon once I get into my stride, I'll have 7 or 8.
Yeah.
What about you?
I think the second one would be the one that you stumble over once you've done two, then.
Little Bindi Irwin, daughter of Steve Irwin, she's finally spoken out. She says that she's in love with a koala bear and they're getting married by the Dalai Lama. He's going to wed the couple in a perverse ceremony.
Is she wearing weird glasses or does she have very odd skull?
I think she has an odd skull. I think, to be honest, it's actually the printing makes her look like she's got weird, extra weird cheekbones. I can see what you're saying.
Mm. She looks like her father.
Oh, she does.
He'd be proud of her if she was wearing a koala bear.
Would be. It's The Apprentice final tonight. Who do you fancy? Simon or Christina?
Christina.
Yeah, lesbian. I think Christina is kind of the obvious choice, really. But then, you know, for an apprentice, maybe you'd prefer young, more versatile Simon, who you know, he's a bit scatty, but I find that quite endearing.
He's certainly got a lot to learn.
But yeah, maybe you want someone who's a bit more malleable rather than Christina. I think she's very open to learning new experiences. Yeah. So it's going to be exciting anyway. But I don't know if they're... you know, in a way it would have been better if Trey or Katie had been in the final, because then it would be a bit more bitchy. Mm-hmm. But I think as it is, it's going to be quite a good fight, quite a clean, fair fight, which is not necessarily what I want to see.
Mm. How could, would it be possible for us to set up some similar show on a much smaller scale where people have to do stuff for us and then pick one to be
team one?
Yeah.
Just a trolley round.
Cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
Or take them from more anything. And we can make them do things, humiliating things.
We could try, but it does sound like a weird kinky sex thing. I'm sorry. But if we get the cleaning done, I'm up for it.
Talking of kinky sex, George W. Him or Blair?
Blair.
Oh, you answered that very quickly.
Well, of course I did.
Well, look, he's wearing a Mickey Mouse watch.
Oh, because someone nicked his proper presidential watch, didn't they?
Did they?
Yeah, they were sharing clips of it on the news morning. This is it. He was shaking hands with people in Albania, and they're going, hello, hello, and then someone basically pickpocketed his watch. And it's a special one that, you know, it's got the presidential seal on it. It's a one-off.
Mm.
Someone's going to be flogging that on eBay soon, I think. Or the Albanian equivalent of eBay.
Funny. Scousers are the unhappiest people in Britain.
Is that because Boris Johnson's always so very rude to them?
Yep. The people of Edinburgh are the happiest.
Really?
Also, people in Brighton, Plymouth and Cardiff are quite chipper.
Oh, good. Where are people miserable in London?
No, just average. Liverpool.
Well, I'm not surprised. I've been there. It is honest. Here is an interview with Lord Billimoria, I don't know if that's how you say it, who invented Cobra, or Cobra, beer. Now, he was on The Apprentice, You Were Fired, one week giving his opinion,
mm-hmm.
and he pronounces it Cobra. Because we've always found it a strange phenomenon. If you talk about a snake, you say Cobra. But if you're in a restaurant, you say Cobra. But that's not how it's said.
Cobra.
Yeah. It's very interesting. He was very canny. And he would say that if people come up to him and say, oh, I used to drink Cobra as a lad. It's a great beer. And he said, well, it's only been around 10 years. But they've created a very good brand that feels very traditional, very
gosh.
Old. It might have been more than 10. Yeah, 17. That's it. Not when I was a lad.
If you keep... birds, cockatiels, budgies,
pigeons,
parrots,
pigeons,
and you care for them. Sometimes they can get a little cough, and the air in this country is very dry. And a good thing to do is to have a shower with them, an erotic shower with your parrot. So much treat.
Oh. Do they like shower gel?
About 20 minutes. It simulates the Amazon. Especially if you've got in there a woman with a big pair of knockers in the shower with a parrot.
Excellent.
Thank you.
I just realised that I've got my so-called newspaper has actually stopped having any news on page 8 today. No, sorry, page 9.
There
it's the business news. And then it's just interviews and reviews of what's on the telly.
They found, you know, the little boy that was died yesterday in the sea?
Yeah.
He was two, they found the dad.
Was he alive or dead?
He was dead.
Oh, so he probably didn't kill the kid and then run off then, like I suggested yesterday. It's just he definitely did it, I was just a possibility.
A pensioner
mm-hmm.
Drove to the shop the other day and ended up doing that.
Oh dear, that means they parked sort of diagonally on a wall,
yeah.
Which is a mistake.
It's quite astonishing they actually managed to get.
They must have been going at some speed to get the kind of momentum.
Yeah. So well done. Which just goes to show that pensioners should be allowed to drive.
There's a thing in the papers today, or in the news rather,
mm-hmm.
It may have been covered by BBC actually, about women fancying men who look like their dads.
Mm.
Yeah. I haven't got any examples at the moment. They've been choosing is Nigella Lawson with Nigel Lawson, and then her second husband, her first husband, interestingly, late dead Mr. Nigella Lawson. He didn't look anything like Nigel Lawson. They're claiming that Charles Saatchi does.
They've been saying this about Emma Thompson and her second husband.
Like, maybe that's why they're second. Well, no, there aren't examples. It just reminded me, because there's a picture of Carl Barat from, I can't remember what his band's called, Dirty Pretty Things, and previously of the one that Pete Doherty did. And there's a picture of him and his girlfriend. And they look quite similar to each other. And I'm wondering if the whole fancying someone who looks like your dad is part of the fancying someone who actually looks like you. Obviously, there's some inherited traits. Because there's that whole, you know, like Kate Winslet, that husband that she split up with, they look quite similar.
Jim. Somebody.
Yeah. Triple Lord or something.
Yeah, I think there's a very well-established audience there. I don't know what it is, but it's obvious.
That you do fancy people who look like either you or your dad.
Yeah.
Probably not necessarily your mum, but maybe do men go for women that look like their mums?
I think some of them certainly do, yeah.
Amy Winehouse is wearing a tiny yellow dress. Look at her legs. It's not pleasant.
She's
the ratio of hair to leg is quite low.
Is that actually her? No. I mean, at first glimpse it would look like her, but it kind of also looks like somebody, like it could be a tranny dressed up as her.
Well, I mean, that's just what she looks like, isn't it? It's all legs and cleavage these days.
No, I think she normally looks prettier than that. Not a good picture. Quite a good dress. Prince Harry.
Yes, again.
Come out of the closet. Gay. Yeah.
What about Chelsea? Is she heartbroken?
Well, she knew about it. She's been on the payroll for years. So that's alright.
There's some new laws come out against paedophiles. They're saying that if you is a paedophile, they're not going to do a thing where you can find out where they all live. But they are going to offer more drug treatments so you can be chemically castrated. If you fancy it. If you think, do I want to fiddle with some more kids or just be, you know, have a low libido? Which would I prefer?
Being castrated,
it's not actually castrated, you're not losing anything, but you're giving you drugs with low, gives you a low sex drive.
Probably an idea. Have you seen, look at this?
This is the thing that
Central London, these buildings.
Do you know whose fault that was?
No.
Hazel Blair's.
Why?
Because she had offices in that building.
Did she?
Yeah, she was jumping up and down going, you're going to be a really, really deputy prime minister.
She won't be.
Well, no, she won't, but she got excited about it, and then the whole thing fell down, even though she's a midget.
The country's just not ready for a woman in the deputy.
Do you not think old HH is in with a chance?
I mean, it will, you know, the next thing, you're going to say woman for Prime Minister.
Well, I wouldn't be so bold to suggest such a thing.
Well, good, because that would be stupid.
Now, you know, yesterday we were talking...
Vanessa Fouts.
She'd be great! Her and Christine Hamilton.
Yes. Actually, I genuinely think they would.
No, I wasn't joking. We were talking yesterday about how dads are rubbish and kill their kids. Now, as if to prove the point that that's gender bias, a woman today has killed her two teenage daughters. It's a very sketchy report of this at the moment because it only just happened, but it was in a small village outside Cambridge. Children were 13 and 15 and the mother was 39. The parents were divorced. One of them was supposed to be doing the GCSE today. So she obviously really didn't want to do that. Got herself murdered.
I mean, were they really annoying girls?
We don't know anything about them. They haven't really even named them. And to be honest, I saw a press conference on the telly and the police weren't even confirming that they were related, but they were.
But
Where's baby Badil? What's he up to?
Oh, we did a gig last night.
A comedian does gig in news, shocker.
Yeah, see, this is how slow it is for the news today. What's more interesting is a dolphin calf swims next to its deaf mother. Oh.
The mum can't hear, can't do the clicky clicky.
Can't. No, it goes. And Ant and Dec really love doing Britain's Got Talent.
You know, they're great. They're right to love it because we love them.
Yeah. Of course, who in their right mind wouldn't like it?
Well, yeah. Or the talent show.
Talent show. Internet. That's brilliant. The National Gallery hits back at the type of street art normally found on walls in London as it begins the grand tour, a promotional campaign putting up 30 framed copies of its pictures.
Oh, cool.
In Soho. This one is A Grotesque Old Woman by Quentin Massey.
Fantastic. So they're putting up... Oh, I like that idea very much. That judge, who was caught flashing, got off with it on technicality. He was wearing briefs, not boxers, and there was no hole for him to get his knob out. And that was all disgusting.
He could have poked over the top, though. I mean, these things are stretchy, believe you me.
Yeah, apparently it's the same woman who he's flashing, but on two different occasions. And so that's interesting. I don't know if he was stalking her. They're saying it was a case of mistaken identity. It's all a bit dodgy. I mean, obviously they couldn't prove it was him because they had no proof, essentially. So he's got away with that. But it's all very, very cheaty.
Very cheaty. What would you do if you saw a judge's knob?
I don't know.
Would you cross someone, cross your legs? Just to let him know that you'd seen.
Well, it's made me think of that horrific thing where Lynn Perry was on telly and... You know that, oh, it was horrible. Ivy Tilsley, and she left.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen it? And it was really horrible. She was on The Word, and they were getting her to judge a competition where there were some men's knobs or something. And she just, there's a guy, and she basically sucked the guy's cock on telly because they would just go, oh, go on, do something. And she was like, what do I do? And she didn't know. It just looked like really distasteful about a 70-year-old woman who's had loads of facial surgery.
Ivy Tilsley went really horrible towards the end, didn't she?
The character?
Mm.
I don't really remember her, to be honest. But she was quite spiteful, I recall.
Posh is the new... you know how football teams have a little mascot that runs on at the beginning, usually a 3-year-old boy?
Yeah.
Posh does it now, in LA.
Brilliant.
Do that.
Sticking her arms up in the air, going...
Look
yeah,
at me.
Come on, everyone.
Really posh. And here comes my puppy. And that is the news.
Is that all of it?
It's really good.
We should have investigated the news more thoroughly before we started.
It was an interesting experiment.
It was an interesting experiment. I mean, I can't believe that I picked up the London paper and there literally is only 10 pages of news and most of that's adverts.
I've got some more. I've got a war story.
Have you?
Yeah, Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Shocking. Shocking.
What about it?
It's getting worse. It's getting much, much worse.
Oh dear. Is there a war on?
There's still a war on terror.
There's a recipe for mushroom soppers better.
Oh nice. You
cut some mushrooms up. Why don't you cut them up if they're stuffed? Put some garlics and some feta and some olives together. Put them in the mushroom, essentially.
Porn.
Yeah?
It used to be men would go in, grab something off the top shelf, hide it in a...
In a shop.
Hide it in the Financial Times and off they go. Women now very much into it.
Is it because of the internet? So they have to go to a shop and buy it?
Certainly too helps. Definitely. Oh, and here's a picture of
Johnny Ball and Norman Cook. They do look quite similar.
Yeah.
Similar eyebrows. So a cheeky grin.
Yeah, very similar.
Bottom half of the face.
Yeah. So yeah, you can see how inadvertently that would have.
I'm sure it's not a conscious thing.
Oh no.
That would be weird.
No. But, Johnny Ball.
Oh.
Think of a number, Michelle.
17.
Divided by 2.
Doesn't go.
It does.
Oh, 8, yeah, okay.
What is it?
8 and a half.
Divide that by 2.
4.25.
And minus 0.25.
2. Was it 2?
No.
Minus 0.25.
Yeah.
8. I can't remember where I got to. 4.
4.
Okay, 4.
Divided by 4.
Nothing.
1.
Oh.
Just checking if you're any good at very simple math.
No, I'm not. I'd be alright if I was writing it down, but I can't remember numbers. I'm hopeless at it.
Two she clats.
I tried to get some of that. It sold out by the time I went online.
Really?
Yeah.
It's been sold, it's sold out, so don't bother.
But it was a tenner.
It's a tenner from Superdome, but it has got acid in it. But even just to have it in your makeup bag to look like you know what you're doing.
It would be funny to leave it in a lady's labs. So someone picks up a brilliant free tushy clat and then they put it on their faces and they get burned by the acid.
Oh no.
So it's about being a bit scabby.
That's awful, isn't it? Don't do that.
No, I wouldn't suggest anyone read it either.
Young Christians have been given their own skates from the church because the church has got loads of money to spend. So they said, here, we'll make ourselves more popular.
Skateboarding?
Have a pair of roller skates and then you'll come to mass.
Yeah, they might be busy roller skating.
Oh, and here's a woman that can't forgive her daughter for being gay.
That's because the daughter's not going to end up getting married to her dad.
Unless her dad's gay.
Yeah, then they could get married.
Yeah.
Oh, this is very lacklustre news today.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. Should we liven it up at the end by doing something good? Let's sing the bread theme tune.
Gotta get up, gotta get up.
You gotta, who grabbed the world by the throat and shout?
Buy it.
Sell it.
Good to do.
Cause I'm seeing you were losing God.
Riding
high in the ground. Got you a penny, we're missing the pound. Doesn't matter, cause we'll soon turn it around.
We'll
get bread.
I like this David Hockney painting.
It's good, it's of trees.
I'd like a whole wall of that where you feel like you could walk into the woods, but then you can't. Maybe a mouse hole or something.
Right, that's the news. Thanks for listening. Sorry there wasn't any news, but, we can only work with what we're given.
Yeah.
So, sorry. Do watch The Apprentice tonight, if you feel like it. Or, sadly, 9 o'clock, watch Big Brother, The Apprentice, All Britain's Got Talent. But watch The Apprentice.